Shmuel Aleph Perek Chafav. This parak discusses how David again did not kill King Shaul when given the opportunity. We see David's amazing humility and greatness at the same time in Pasuk Aleph. Vayavo Azitham El Shaul Lamor, and the Azitham again came to Shaul and said, "Hello, David, Mistater, but give us Chachila." Al Pnei Hashimon, isn't David again hiding in the hill of Chachila? This was the second time the people of Ziph handed over David to King Shaul. The first time, they were able to be judged favorably, as they were motivated by fear of Shaul. However, here, the second time, it was evident they wanted to get David. Shaul came to Ziph with 3,000 men. David heard Shaul was coming and set up lookout men to confirm if indeed Shaul was coming. While the entire camp of Shaul was sleeping, David had gotten up to see the camp of Shaul. David saw where King Shaul was sleeping, and Shaul's general, Avner, was sleeping as well. Shaul was laying and completely surrounded in a circle of sleeping soldiers. David was with Ahimelech Hachiti and Avishai ben Tsruya, who was the brother of Yohan. Note, Tsruya was David's sister. The two brothers, Avishai and Yoav, were the head commanders of David's army. David asked them who will go on a dangerous mission with him to head into Shaul's camp. Avishai responded first and volunteered. David and Avishai approached Shaul's camp at nighttime. They saw King Shaul sleeping, surrounded by sleeping men as well. Next to Shaul was Shaul's spear plunged into the ground next to his head and Shaul's water flask. Avishai then turned to David and shared, "Hashem has delivered the enemy into your hand. I, Avishai, can kill King Shaul with one strike of this spear through his head. We can end this now once and for all." David expressed great respect for King Shaul, the anointed one of Hashem. David explained he wouldn't dare lay a finger on King Shaul. And Pasuk Yud Beis, "Vayikach David et hachanis et hasfach ad hamayim meirosh of Shaul." David took the spear and the water flask from the head of Shaul, the Yehu Lahem, and they went. The Ein Roa, the Ein Yodea, the Ein Mekit, Kulam Yeshanim. No one saw, no one knew, no one woke up, because everyone was sleepy. Kitir Damas Hashem Nafal Alehem, because the deep sleep of Hashem had fell upon the entire camp. Mekudim Arich in Netilas Yadayim explained why David took the water flask, because Shaul, and he answers, because Shaul would not walk Dalet Amos without washing the Tilas Yadayim. Therefore, even if Shaul was to wake up, David would still be able to escape, because Shaul would not chase David without washing the Tilas Yadayim. We see the importance of the Tilas Yadayim, that Shaul would have been willing to let his enemy escape for the sake of washing his hands in the morning. The Malbim explains, it was a miracle from Hashem. The camp was in such a deep sleep. This is why Avishai thought it appropriate to kill King Shaul, because he thought it was a sure sign from Hashem that the entire camp was sleeping. David then left the camp and stood on a mountaintop in a distance away. David then shouted out to wake up Avner, who was Shaul's general, and King Shaul. David rebuked Avner for not protecting the king of Yisrael. David related shame and chastised Avner for not doing his job properly and guarding King Shaul's life. David showed Avner from the distance the spear and water flask of King Shaul. Shaul had heard David's voice. Then David continued to speak to Shaul from afar. David then humbled himself and questioned Shaul as to why King Shaul keeps chasing him for his life. David explained, if this is from Hashem, then bring a sacrifice. However, if there are people who are instigating you, then let harm come their way. As it says in Pasuk, and Shaul responded, as it says in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Vayomer Shaul Chatasi. Shaul said, I sinned. Shuv b'ni David. Come back to me, my son David. Ki lo ar lecha. I will not harm you. Tachas asher yikra nafshi b'necha. Because my life has been precious to you. Hayom hazeh, on this day. Hinei hiskalti v'asiga harbe me'od. I have been foolish and made a great mistake. David then requested Shaul sent a messenger across to pick up the spear and water flask. David returned the items back to King Shaul. In Pasuk Kafei, which is the end of the parak, Shaul then gave a blessing to David to be successful, and they each returned on their way. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.